It is down these cliffs that a lava fall is flowing towards the Atlantic. For the Cuba family, the worst could not be avoided. Josimar, a construction worker, listens in horror to the advancing lava. The home he built with his hands, the ones of his parents, sister, aunts, and uncles, all gone. Loss is all that has been gained from this eruption, he says.
It's frightening. At night we watch this red line tearing us apart. We're all in pain suffering from this disaster.
While the airport has reopened, commercial flights are grounded. A thick layer of ash hangs over the island. Authorities are asking people to stay indoors, wear goggles, masks, and avoid the coastline.
The problem that people are facing is irritation in the respiratory tract and the eyes, and of course the contact with the ash with the skin is extremely noxious.
With the lava reaching the ocean, there is a sense of panic amongst tourists stranded on the island.
No, on the east side it was a little bit better. Now it's worse, I guess. So yeah, of course we're concerned. I think it's time to leave the island now, yeah.
The shoreline of La Palma is what marine biologists describe as a hotspot of diversity, home to pilot whales, manta rays and blue sharks, species that are about to encounter explosive and hot lava, destroying some of their habitat.
From above, the extent of the volcanic activity and its subsequent damage becomes visible. Volcanologists had predicted that there would be an eruption, but had not anticipated its magnitude. They say since this all began, the island has increased in landmass. It's as if Cumbre Vieja, with this eruption, is pulling the island of La Palma out of the ocean.
It appears the 120,000-year-old island is going through a growth spurt, but in its path, it's destroying people's lives as if it's reclaiming its right over this land. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Tazacorte, La Palma.